I think what perhaps can be said from those comparative studies that do exist is that, bearing in mind the relative paucity of the data, there doesn't appear to be any significant difference between minimal access and open approaches, certainly in terms of anastomotic leak rates, in terms of in-hospital mortality, and in terms of oncological markers of efficacy of surgery, lymph node yield and R0 resection rates. But, of course, there is a big proviso on all of these results.